This is the Space Show. The James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day. Well, it is now in orbit around the second Lagrange point, a point of balance between the Earth's gravity, the Sun's gravity, and centripetal forces. And it's now being adjusted to get the perfect picture. And we expect in about 5 months' time we'll have those first images and spectra. Well, in the meantime, there are lots of people writing poems about the James Webb Space Telescope. We have one here by Henry Gustave de Montbazon. A glitter bomb of atoms exploded into the soil of dark matter and waited for void to blossom into a garden of chaos and roses. Consciousness woke from the Arcadian sleep, and as we opened our eyes in slow motion, so for us it began, crawling out of nothingness. Into the garden we stepped, searching for the sweetest berries and the wildest meanings. We had lunch on the grass, leaves of grass, flowers of evil, and tea with gods, but someone forgot the sugar. So we wait a flower of gold to find the stardust pollen we need for the feasts of tomorrow. And in awe and impatience, we wait to see that celestial hope we find in infinity's reflection. And we have a second poem here. This is by Manreet, and it's called They Twinkle at Night. Twinkling souls shining bright, appearing not just after the twilight. It takes time for them to appear at night when you fall asleep, oh dear. After the sun has set, they shine bright to illuminate the world at night. I wonder why they appear. In the dark, why don't they fear? Rigel of the Orion at the night, and Vega of Lyra shining bright. Regulus, Deneb, and Antares appear, growl of the Canopus you can't bear. Sun in the day shines bright, but millions other at night don't let you fright. Each night they'll appear, but a time will come when they will disappear.